Hello and welcome back to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your host. We are back in 2020 and things are a little crazy right now. So our intentions were actually to be back recording season two of the podcast in March of 2020. However, if you're listening back to this episode, we're in the midst of a global pandemic, and this has slightly upset our plans for interviews with a number of athletes and coaches. However, we're going to be returning to your airwaves very, very shortly with interviews conducted remotely. That's going to include some athletes and some coaches and perhaps some guests from other sports as well. To bring you up to speed then, some great changes have been occurring in the world of sport in response to the fact that this global pandemic is affecting millions and millions of lives around the world. So pretty much all sports have halted during the coronavirus pandemic. We have seen the Belarusian League continue, and for a short period of time, some of the Aussie Rules fixtures took place, but they were quickly shut down when Australia began to lock down. Now, this has had a great impact on the Olympics, which were due to take place in August. They have now been delayed until 2021. But if there isn't a manageable situation on how these games can occur, we will find ourselves losing this Olympics. They will not delay it or postpone the Olympic Games past July and August of 2021. So this is going to be a big upset for the rest of the fixtures. There's quite a few athletes who wanted to have their swan song at the Tokyo Olympics, and how this will affect their preparations, whether they will choose to return, will be an interesting area for us to see. Obviously, with the delay and postponement of the Olympic Games, this means the competition schedule in a lot of sports becomes quite heavy. Most notably is the athletic season, which suddenly finds itself jam-packed in 2021. Something for us to discuss on a future episode. We have noticed that over the last few months, Wade Van Niekerk, the star of 400, 200, and then added in some super fast 100 meter times, who spent the best part of 2 years out injured, has actually found himself competing at some low-level meets prior to the pandemic lockdown. And he's actually been competing and or training with Leon Reed. So some exciting things there to see from one of the home nation athletes, Leon Reed, see what he'll be bringing to the table when the athletic season continues. It is likely not until winter of the indoor season 2021 will be the first time we'll have athletics back, probably, maybe even later than that. We just don't know at this time. Athletes have taken it upon themselves, though, to keep things interesting. We initially saw the garden shot put competition, and this was then quickly followed by Lavillainy, Duplantis, and Sam Kendricks hosting a garden pole vault competition. Now, I haven't actually seen the footage yet, so I'm going to be tuning in this bank holiday to watch what happened. But basically, they were taking multiple jumps, competing and streaming live on YouTube from their back gardens. Whether or not these are permanent or temporary setups, I'm not sure, or if this is just in response to the global pandemic. But Lavillainy and Duplantis took the victory with 36 jumps. So again, I will be watching that back to see exactly how the competition took place. But if this is what we have to make do with during the lockdown, during the fact that most sports are shutting down, then I'll take it. I will have a look at these garden streamed sports from professional athletes. There was also some sad news that took place recently. Neil Black, the former head of performance for UK Athletics, embroiled with the whole Alberto Salazar and Mo Farah incident, did pass away. It's a great shame to many athletes, actually, who spoke of his excellence and caring for them during their careers. And obviously, there will be marks over his career, his reputation, for the decisions made towards the end. But in terms of his role as a physiotherapist, many, many individuals will remember him for the service and the help he provided them. Finally, with sports all being shut down, one thing has taken over our screens, and this is The Last Chance, the Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls, the golden era, really, of the NBA. Broadcast on Netflix. It's been brought forward from originally airing in June, and it follows Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls in the 90s, where they were given one last chance by Jerry Krause to basically secure another championship, and then he wanted to rebuild the team. It looks at the dynamics between management, the organization, the coaching team, and then the team itself, and how they worked with Michael Jordan. It is almost a bit of a Michael Jordan documentary. From someone who has read his autobiography, there is so much information that I am learning, I am discovering from watching this documentary. Because it was brought forward, interestingly, they broadcast it earlier. The documentary wasn't completed by the time the first episode was aired, and they've actually been having to produce the episodes as they release them. So they're releasing two episodes per week. And interestingly, the final episode is still, as of recording this podcast, is still to be completed, because they were prevented from conducting some of their interviews because of the shutdown, the lockdown that took place in the United States. So how they'll get around to this, whether they are relying on the lockdown being lifted in time, whether they're going to be conducting this using Zoom or some kind of video conferencing, we don't know. But in terms of a documentary, particularly a sports documentary, this is an absolutely amazing documentary. I'm encouraging all of my athletes, all of my clients, to watch this documentary, gain inspiration, and really take note from one of the greatest sportsmen of all time. His attitude towards training, his attitude towards self-improvement, it really, really is inspiring. Anyway, we wanted to say hello. This is episode 0 of the season 2 of the Performance Physique podcast. We will be back with interviews with more coaches, more athletes, more exciting stuff coming to you very, very shortly. Remember, go and check out www.performancephysique.co.uk. You can find us on Instagram at performance_physique. And on Facebook by searching Performance Physique. We're hosting live Q&As on Facebook every Sunday. We're also conducting online coaching via our app, and we also do virtual coaching. So that's face-to-face video footage, and we'll work with you wherever you're based, whether it's in your living room, in the garden, in the park. If you've got Bluetooth headphones, it's amazing. We can actually give you a little bit more audio feedback than you sometimes get from working with us in person. So go and check us out. If you have a question, you can send us a message via one of our social media platforms or email us info@performancephysique, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. For now, we will see you in episode 1 of season 2. Thanks for listening.